Hi. I'm sure you know who this is. I'm surprised to hear from you, especially like this. It wasn't something I was expecting to find the other day. I'm sure you don't know this, but whenever I run out of music, I tend to go listen to your playlists, because you have really good taste, and it's one of those few ways I feel somewhat close to you. That's kind of sad to say, damn. Even if it's like this, I'm glad to hear from you at all. I know for a fact it's not easy to say all that you did. You don't have to have everything figured out. Nobody truly has a handle on everything. The fact that you can express your feelings this way, it shows that you're strong. It takes courage to do that. Speaking of strength, you don't have to be strong all the time. I understand the pressures you may feel, especially when other people depend on you. But strength isn't just about holding everything together. It's also about knowing when to let go, when to ask for help, when to just be honest about how you're feeling. You're allowed to be vulnerable. Vulnerability is one of the most important factors to building a relationship with anyone. It doesn't make you weak. It makes you real. Damn. Try not to get all choked up. I know you said that I was fine. Or perfect. But to be honest, it hurt a lot the way things went. It still kind of hurts when I think about it. I know it may seem that I just wasn't bothered, but I was pretty upset about it, actually. I found comfort, in other people, just because I didn't want to be alone like that. It's kind of upsetting. You mentioned a stupid fear. You're afraid of maturity. Mine is reaching out to you, especially. I'm even kind of terrified doing this recording. I'm trying my best not to cry. This is my, third attempt at making this. So, bear with me. Sometimes I feel as if I'm not allowed to, or that I don't have the right to be so close. So, my ridiculous fear is getting back in touch with you like that. You know, for a while I thought I did something wrong. But I remember that you told me you were in a rough patch, and you were trying some unprescribed methods. So, I don't hold it against you. I don't think I ever could. I could never blame you because I know how it is to feel low. I know most of the time I seem like I've got everything together. All the time, but I fall apart. And I make a mess of things. I'm far from perfect. Extremely. I don't see myself as mature. I feel like a kid most of the time. I'm treated like it too. I'm only considered an adult when it's convenient for others. I think one thing I've got going for me is I know who I am. I know who I want to be. I'm firm in my beliefs. So there's that. To say that you don't cross my mind frequently would be a lie. I miss the closeness we had. I miss feeling like I could tell you anything and everything, and you would just understand. Even now, with the way that we are, you still hold a very special place in my heart. Meeting you is something I will never regret, because I wholeheartedly believe that you are one of the main reasons I got some real help. And I'm in that whole healing process or whatever. Even if it's from afar, I will always love and support you. I want to see you grow into the superstar you aspire to be. And even if you change your mind on what you want to be, I know you'll succeed because in whatever you set your mind to, you excel. I want you to find pure, unadulterated happiness. Not the kind that you get from someone else. The kind that you create yourself. I want to see you find the love of your life, even if that is a long time from now. I will support you while you rise and be there for you if you fall. I know things are weird, but I forgave you a long time ago. No matter the time, no matter the topic, I am always here for you. I don't want you to hold on to any sort of guilt for how things ended. People get hurt sometimes. That's just life. And you can't waste your life feeling guilty for it, especially when you're forgiven. I mean, I don't think I was perfect in that time. You know, I think I've grown a lot since then. I don't think I'm the same. I don't think you are either. I am always open and willing to get close to you, no matter how scared I am. I miss that a lot. It's something I think about very often. Sorry. I am always here for you, and I love you very much. I hope you have a wonderful birthday.